This episode is brought to you by IVP. It's hard to keep up with all the great books in the world. That's why IVP partners with Seminary Now, an on-demand, subscription-based educational platform for pastors and lay church leaders. These video courses and certification programs deliver exclusive biblical, theological, and practical ministry training from a diverse group of educators and leaders, including many of your favorite IVP authors. Sign up at seminarynow.com and use promo code IVP25. That's IVP25. To get 25% off your subscription. This is IVP. You're listening to Get in the Word with Truth's Table.
Presented by InterVar City Press. A daily audio Bible podcast read by Dr. Christina Edmondson
and Ekemini Uwen. Let's get in the Word, and may the Word get in us. Open our eyes that we may behold wonderful things in your Word.
Old Testament reading, Proverbs chapter 23, verses 1 through 22. Chapter 23. When you sit down to eat with a ruler, consider carefully what is before you, and put a knife to your throat if you possess a large appetite. Do not crave the ruler's delicacies, for the food is deceptive. Do not wear yourself out to become rich. Be wise enough to restrain yourself. When you gaze upon riches, they are gone, for they surely make wings for themselves and fly off into the sky like an eagle. Do not eat the food of a stingy person. Do not crave his delicacies, for he is like someone who has calculated the cost in his mind. Eat and drink, he says to you. But his heart is not with you. You will vomit up the little bit you have eaten, and you will have wasted your pleasant words. Do not speak in the ears of a fool, for he will despise the wisdom of your words. Do not move an ancient boundary stone, or take over the fields of the fatherless, for their protector is strong. He will plead their case against you. Apply your heart to instruction, and your ears to the words of knowledge. Do not withhold discipline from a child. Even if you strike him with the rod, he will not die. If you strike him with the rod, you will deliver him from death. My child, if your heart is wise, then my heart also will be glad. My soul will rejoice when your lips speak what is right. Do not let your heart envy sinners, but rather be zealous in fearing the Lord all the time. For surely there is a future, and your hope will not be cut off. Listen, my child, and be wise, and guide your heart on the right way. Do not spend time among drunkards, among those who eat too much meat, because drunkards and gluttons become impoverished, and drowsiness clothes them with rags. Listen to your father who gave you life, and do not despise your mother when she is old. Malachi chapter 1 through Malachi chapter 2, verse 9. Chapter 1. Introduction and God's election of Israel. This is an oracle, the Lord's message to Israel. Through Malachi, I have shown love to you, says the Lord. But you say, how have you shown love to us? Esau was Jacob's brother, the Lord explains. Yet I chose Jacob and rejected Esau. I turned Esau's mountains into a deserted wasteland and gave his territory to the wild jackals. Edom says, though we are devastated, we will once again build the ruined places. So the Lord of Heaven's armies responds, they indeed may build, but I will overthrow. They will be known as the land of evil, the people with whom the Lord is permanently displeased. Your eyes will see it, and then you will say, may the Lord be magnified even beyond the border of Israel. the sacrilege of priestly service. A son naturally honors his father, and a slave respects his master. If I am your father, where is my honor? If I am your master, where is my respect? The Lord of Heaven's armies asks you this, you priests who make light of my name. But you reply, how have we made light of your name? You are offering improper sacrifices on my altar. Yet you ask, how have we offended you? By treating the table of the Lord as if it is of no importance. For when you offer blind animals as a sacrifice, is that not wrong? And when you offer the lame and sick, is that not wrong as well? Indeed, try offering them to your governor. Will he be pleased with you or show you favor? Ask the Lord of Heaven's armies. But now plead for God's favor that he might be gracious to us. With this kind of offering in your hands, how can he be pleased with you? Ask the Lord of Heaven's armies. I wish that one of you would close the temple doors so that you no longer would light useless fires on my altar. I am not pleased with you, says the Lord of Heaven's armies, and I will no longer accept an offering from you. For from the east to the west, my name will be great among the nations. Incense and pure offerings will be offered in my name everywhere. For my name will be great among the nations, says the Lord of Heaven's armies. But you are profaning it by saying that the table of the Lord is common and its offerings despicable. You also say, how tiresome it is. You turn up your nose at it, says the Lord of Heaven's armies, and instead bring what is stolen, lame, or sick. You bring these things for an offering. Should I accept this from you? Ask the Lord. There will be harsh condemnation for the hypocrite who has a valuable male animal in his flock, but vows and sacrifices something inferior to the Lord. For I am a great king, says the Lord of Heaven's armies, and my name is awesome among the nations. Chapter 2. The Sacrilege of the Priestly Message. Now, you priest, this commandment is for you. If you do not listen and take seriously the need to honor my name, says the Lord of Heaven's armies, I will send judgment on you and turn your blessings into curses. Indeed, I have already done so because you are not taking it to heart. I am about to discipline your children and will spread offal on your faces, the very offal produced at your festivals, and you will be carried away along with it. Then you will know that I sent this commandment to you so that my covenant may continue to be with Levi, says the Lord of Heaven's armies. My covenant with him was designed to bring life and peace. I gave its statutes to him to fill him with awe, and he indeed revered me and stood in awe before me. He taught what was true. Sinful words were not found on his lips. He walked with me in peace and integrity, and he turned many people away from sin. For the lips of a priest should preserve knowledge of sacred things, and people should seek instruction from him, because he is the messenger of the Lord of Heaven's armies. You, however, have turned from the way. You have caused many to violate the law. You have corrupted the covenant with Levi, says the Lord of Heaven's armies. Therefore, I have caused you to be ignored and belittled before all people to the extent that you are not following after me and are showing partiality in your instruction. This is the word of God for the people of God. May God add a blessing to the reading of his word. Let us go boldly to God's throne of grace. Gracious and holy and righteous and just God, we thank you, O Lord, for a new day and new mercies. We thank you for your holy word. We thank you, O Lord, that you are the God who communicates with your people. And we thank you, O God, that you have not stopped talking to us. You speak to your people through your most holy word. You testify of your creativity and your power through your very creation. You transform our lives, O God. And just one word from you changes circumstances. You are worthy of our lives, lives that are filled with worship, with sincerity, lives that are an offering before you. And yet we acknowledge today, O God, that we too often do not live lives full of right worship, holy worship, worship according to your way, according to your character and your design for us. God, we ask that you would forgive us for Christ's sake. We ask, O God, that you would cause us to repent truly and fully, that we might worship you in spirit and in truth. Lord God, we confess that too often we want to worship you on our own terms, that we want to bring before you what is the leftover, what is the least, what has no value to us. And we see, O God, in this passage in Malachi, the ways in which the priests brought to you offerings that were simply insufficient when they had better to bring. And so I pray, O God, that we would be mindful of this great and mighty rebuke and the way in which it shows up in our lives today, that you are not our last thought, but our first thought, O God, that we do not bring to you what is left over, as we see amongst Cain and Abel and the ways in which Cain's offering was simply a demeaning sacrifice to you, O God. But you have called us, O God, to bring to you our very best, because you are the God who gave us our very best. You gave us your very best, Lord. You gave us the Lord Jesus Christ. And so I pray, O God, that we would bring lives before you and not give you the leftover of our lives, not give you the rags of our lives, not give you the brokenness of our lives alone, but that we would bring to you the first fruits, the very best of ourselves. Merciful God, help us to be sobered and mindful of this truth, that you deserve it all, that you deserve it all, and that it is not the quantity of what we have, but it is the heart in which we give. Lord God, it reminds me of those who have not very much to give at all, but they have given their two mites, their two coins, and it is great in what they have given. It is more in what they have given than what the rich might give, because they are giving out of their lack. They're giving their very first fruit. They're giving their greatest sacrifice unto you. And I pray, O God, that our worship would show up in that way. I pray, O God, that we would live worshipful lives because you deserve it. You deserve the very best. And God, I think about these reminders from Proverbs, this wisdom that you have given to us, to not be overly impressed by those who have great wealth, to not be seduced by it, to not be controlled by money and power. And, oh God, the way in which that causes us to give weak and insufficient sacrifices to you. Free us, oh God, from the chains and lies and bondage of greed and capitalism, which seeks to trample on others, oh Lord. And set us free to truly be generous and grateful people. Help us to bring our very best to you, and help us to give of ourselves to our neighbors, to our brothers and sisters in the faith, and to even regard the dignity of our enemies. We thank you, O Lord, that you are making us a new type of people, a people that are not bound to the idolatry of greed and money and resources, a people that is not living in scarcity mentality, thinking, let me keep all of this for myself, hoarding and hiding and controlling and storing up things that will fade away, but help us to be open-handed people, bringing to you our very best, and living lives that are known for deep, deep generosity. We're asking for this transformation by the power, and we're repenting of the ways in which we are controlled by money and the way in which we lust after it and the ways in which we exhaust ourselves and delude ourselves in seeking after it, knowing that you are our protector, our creator, and our provider. For there is great provision in you. So help us to give like there is. Help us to act like there is. Help us to love like there, that is, the truth. Help us to worship you like you have supplied and met all of our needs, because it is what is true. We thank you, O Lord, for hearing our prayer today, and we seek transformation by the power of your Holy Spirit. Amen, amen, and amen.
We pray this time of getting the word with Truth Table has encouraged us all to not only be hearers of God's word, but doers.
Share your reflections on these scriptures with us on Twitter and Instagram using the hashtag #GetInTheWord and hashtag #TruthsTable.
Saints, whatever is honorable, whatever is just, whatever is pure, whatever is lovely, whatever is commendable, if there is any excellence, if there is anything worthy of praise, think about these things, practice these things, and the God of peace will be with you. Go with God.
Get in the Word with Truth's Table is a production of InterVarsity Press. For 75 years, IVP has created and published resources that deepen lives for Christ to engage the university, church, and the world. Visit ivpress.com for more information. Our Bible reading plan is from BibleStudyTogether.com, and the Bible version is the New English Translation, used by permission. Sound engineering is from Podastery Studios, and our executive producer is Helen Lee.
God's got something to say.